The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, 1845, coruscated the Incomplete Orchestra, 2012. Let's modernize and speed this poetry right on up. Yeah! Yeah! Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many and quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more, only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Nameless here forevermore. And the silken satin, certainly rustling of each purple curtain, thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it isn't nothing more. This it isn't nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door. That I was scarce sure I heard you here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there and nothing more, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence wasn't broken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. The silence whispered, and the echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more, merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, sad I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then where that at is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more, 'tis the wind and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, wind with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped the stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance matey, not a minute stopped her statey, but with mean a lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched above a bust of palace just above my chamber door, perched and sad and nothing more, perched and sad and nothing more. Then the 70 bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou archer no graven, ghastly grim and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lord and name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discuss so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculpture bust above his chamber door, with such a name as nevermore, with such a name as nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if a soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather then he fluttered, till there scarcely more than other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the birds nevermore, then the birds nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless said I, what it utters is its only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs and burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore, of never nevermore, of never nevermore. But the raving still beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, straight a wheeled a cushion seat in front of bird and busted door. Then upon the velvet sinking I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim and gainly ghastly gone and ominous bird of yore, meant in croaking nevermore, meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the foul fiery eyes now burning to my bosom's core. This I more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated over, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating over, she shall press on nevermore, she shall press on nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfume from an unseen censer swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy goth of lengthy, by the angel he has sent thee, respite, depend thee from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, quaff, is kind, depend thee, and forget this lost Lenore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether temper sent or whether temper tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet undaunted on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by the heaven bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell the soul with sorrow laden, if within it disnating, it shall class a Satan maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Class is rare and raiden maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Quote the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shriek up starting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black whom as a token of that lie that thou hast spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart and take thy form from off my door. Quote the raven, nevermore. Quote the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallet bust of palace just above my chamber door, and his eyes of all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight over him streaming throws a shadow on the floor, and myself from out the shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore, shall be lifted nevermore. Edgar Allan Poe. A little goth hop for y'all. Chorus, get out.